At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
It is National Signing Day, and joining us now to talk about it, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, that will be Marcus Fuller. He is joining us here from the Minnesota Star Tribune, and I saw, Marcus, your story a little bit earlier today, and I said, man, we got to get Marcus back on the show about the different recruits and basketball signings. First off, man, you're doing a fabulous job with Strip Varsity. How you been?
Hey, thank you very much for having me. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, the transition has been fun. Obviously I did a lot of recruiting when I was covering the Gophers, so I know a lot of the local kids. But I'm telling you, I started off with football this year and then volleyball in the fall. Obviously the state tournament's coming up, and there's so many great players at all levels that are going on to all levels. And it's just amazing to see, especially – just finishing the volleyball tournament and coming up here for the football state tournament. There's so many kids going Division One, but also to all levels, and they're so talented. So it's fun to cover them.
Hey, before we get to the basketball signings from earlier today, what is maybe your favorite part about covering prep sports?
You know what? It's the relationships that I'm building. Some obviously I already had, and some I'm strengthening, but, just the new relationships with coaches, players, parents. My kids are in high school right now, so I'm around it a lot with them, but it's a different capacity, as a dad. But just to cover them, weekly basis, I do rankings, which is tough, when you talk to coaches and you obviously
that's really
move
tough.
Them up and down in the rankings, but they appreciate the coverage. And so, like I said, so do the players and the parents. And that's definitely what I got when I went to the volleyball tournament, and definitely the football coaches that I've talked to throughout the season. Whether they win or lose, they appreciate the coverage. And I think that's what's lost a lot of times when you get to the higher levels, college and professional. It's become such a business, even in the college with NIL and such. So, yep. And then, obviously coaches getting fired and hired. But, I love the high school level I've always had, even when I played and after I played, and now that I'm covering it again. It's been fun.
So let's start with, how would you rate this year's class with regards to the signing of talent? Do you think that this is a deep class? Do you think it's kind of top heavy? How do you view this this year's basketball signing class?
Well, on the boys' side, I think the top players we've kind of known for a long time. Christian Wiggins, Nolan Anderson, Cedric Tomes, Jaden Moore. Those guys have been at the top for a while. I think the biggest surprise in the class happened today with Jaden Moore, going to North Dakota. You know, Hopkins kid, who's just been an amazing, incredible, exciting, electric player since he was in the eighth grade playing varsity, maybe seventh. He'll correct me on that. His dad will, but you know, I think the fact that you know he's going to North Dakota might surprise people. But if you see what North Dakota's done recently, getting Anthony Smith third, he has a freshman. He's doing really well there right now from Hopkins, Jaden Moore's teammate, and then they got a couple twins, the Curtis twins, you know, from the cities. And they're doing well as freshmen. So I think it's just a pipeline that's continued there. And then with Christian Wiggins, regarded as the number one player going to Iowa State, you know, he's been a solid player for Wayzata for a long time. Talked to their coach today, Brian Schnettler. And, you know, they're excited for Nolan Anderson going to the Gophers. You know, he's someone that I think has gone on the radar the past year or so, you know, leading and helping lead them to state championship with Wiggins. He's 6'8" now. I think he's grown an inch since the state tournament, and great shooter. But Cedric Combs, you know, this is a kid that, you know, East Ridge is a team that's been competitive for a long time here, but it just hasn't gotten over the hump to get to state. But they always produce, I feel like, you know, high major players from back with Ben Carlson, Kendall Brown is in the NBA, you know. So Cedric Combs just kind of following that pipeline, but going to the Gophers. And I think, you know, with his size, people want to doubt him, but he's a great shooter. He's a great competitor, played football this year, came back from injury. And I think Nico Medved's going to be excited about the two local kids that he got.
Well, that was going to be my next question. We're talking to Marcus Phillip from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. What do you think about the two kids going and landing with Nico Medved in the University of Minnesota today? I mean, do you look at these signings as ones that really could be the jump start to the makings of rebuilding the program in such a positive way?
Oh, I definitely think getting them is a huge positive. You know, it's 2 years in a row, even though the last class was Ben Johnson's class, you know, getting Isaac Asima, and then obviously, you know, Asima was the kid that came in as a freshman that played so well last year. You know, Grayson Grove didn't get to play, be redshirted, but, and he's actually injured, but he's coming back tonight actually playing against Missouri. But those two kids, you know, they were definitely wanted to stay home, definitely wanted to play for the state. You know, they loved being with Ben Johnson at that time, but Nico embraced them and brought them both back, and they wanted to play for the Gophers again. So I think that's huge, you know, in this day and age with the transfer portal, to get the local kids to stay, because a lot of them have left over the years. And I think Nolan Anderson and Cedric Tones are kind of in that same mold, you know, with Isaac Asima and Grayson Grove, that they really value playing for the home state, wearing the maroon and gold. And both of them, I think, they might not be like surefire, like starters as freshmen, you know, but I think they're going to definitely impact the program sooner than later.
One of the kids that I wanted to ask you about, because I saw him play at a tournament a couple of summers ago, and I was impressed. And he landed with St. Thomas, and I know that St. Thomas is really building something. But talk a little bit about JoJo Mitchell, man, because you know I know that St. Thomas just opened up a new facility. You know their coach, I think the world of him. He's an awesome individual. But just talk a little bit about JoJo Mitchell, because he's a kid that when I saw him a couple summers ago, I was like, ooh, man. Whoever lands him is landing a kid that really has some fine-tuned skills.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Minnesota always produces, you know, underrated talent, and he's definitely underrated in the fact that I think because of his size, you know, a couple years ago, people, you know, underestimated him. You know, he was probably about 5'11", 6 feet, but now he's a good, you know, 6'1", 6'2", and he's really that strength and athleticism. But this guy could always score. You know, I mean, he played for D1 Minnesota. He played for Sizzle recently, and just like in Howard Pulley. And I think those AAU programs allowed him, especially the last couple years, to just do what he does. He reminds me a lot of like the Jaden Moore and Anthony Smith, where these guys can score at a high level, but they're also playmakers and can get other people involved. But I think one thing that sets him apart in this class is his defense. You know, I think that's going to really help St. Thomas right away. They love to shoot the ball, and that's Johnny Tower's offense. You know, it's really exciting, one of the most efficient offenses in the country. But I think his defense at the guard position as well and physicality is going to really help the Tommies, and that new arena is going to be exciting for him to play in.
All right, so when we're done with this, I'm going to need you to text me the dates for because I love those jamborees. I typically have not been able to make them just because of one reason or another, but I know over the holidays.
You and me both.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, because we're always, like, busy, but I got a ton of vacation I'm going to be burning between now and the end of the year. So I know that you probably are locked in on some of those dates to watch some of those basketball jamborees. So I'm going to need you to kind of shoot me a couple of dates so I can get it on the calendar. But I did want to ask you, in your opinion, of the names out there or the kids that you watched over the course of the last year plus, who is maybe a signing or a kid that is flying under the radar, maybe a kid that doesn't get the acknowledgments that he should or the accolades that I should be watching at some point this year?
Yeah, I mean, you
give
know,
me a sleeper.
Obviously, you want to stay with the Twin Cities guys, but if you're willing to drive a little bit, not too far.
I'll drive.
But there's a kid in Faribault, Ryan Krieger, who's 6'11", and he played with Cedric Tomes and Nolan Anderson and Christian Wiggins and those guys.
That's the kid
Minnesota.
He's going to UIC, right?
He's going to Illinois Chicago, and you know, last year he was more of a shot blocker, incredible shot blocker, not Chet Holmgren level, but this kid. I mean, he played my son at Hill Murray, and you know, he blocked everything, and I think you know you're going to be shocked at how much he's improved. You know, he didn't get the high major offers that he wanted, but sometimes you got to go to the mid-major level and show you can play at a high level, and then you can move up if you want to. You know, and this kid, I think, is going to be moving up. He's going to play as a freshman, in my opinion. He's added some weight. He's got moves. You know, he's not Kevin McHale at the point, but he's getting there. You know, with the moves, and so you're going to be really surprised when you see him. I know Faribault's not like a top 10, top 5 team in the state. But I give him credit for staying there. You know, a lot of kids would transfer, you know, years ago. I remember the Byron kid, Johnny Lee, transferred to Totino and helped lead him the state championship, which is fine. You know, everybody does their own thing. But yep. I think him staying with Faribault and trying to lead them to state, I give him credit for that. And I think you're going to be excited to watch him play. He's very athletic. He's going to throw down some exciting dunks, and he blocks everything. So, yeah, for sure. I would say Ryan Krieger should be on your radar, but there's a lot of kids. This is not a deep class of like D1, you know, high major kids, but there's some really good players that, you know, they're probably going Division II because of the transfer portal, but some of them are even D1 talents.
I'm with you, man. Hey, Marcus, always a pleasure, my man, to chat with you on the show. I appreciate you giving me some time here on National Signing Day.
Yeah, thanks for giving a shout-out to Strip Varsity. I appreciate it, Lake.
Absolutely. That's Marcus Fuller joining us here on the Lake Show. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back, and it's time for Bite of the Night. We get to that next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
All right, so the bite of the night, I want to get to, and I actually, I would love to get some reaction from people on the WCCO Talk and Text Line, which is 651-461-9226. Because there were people that were upset last night with President Donald Trump, and I wasn't actually upset when he made this comment. I laughed out loud at the comment because we saw the comment start to percolate at the end of the show yesterday where he was doing an interview with Laura Ingraham from Fox, and he made a comment about what she's talking to him about Americans and the job pool, and he's talking about how we need to, because the whole HB1 visa situation comes up, and he says that we got to bring more people in, and then she's talking about, well, we have the talent right here in America. And I think that there are a lot of people that were upset with his response. Let's go ahead and play the back and forth that President Trump had with Laura, because I want to give you my take on it, because I wasn't as upset as others were.
H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration, because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of foreign workers.
You also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have certain talents and people have to learn.
You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles, or I'm going to put
How did we ever do it before?
All right, so let's just break this down. And I love reaction on the text line, 651-461-9226. When you look at that, I saw the video. I ran it back probably about a dozen times. The first time I saw it, I chuckled out loud about it. And then I chuckled the second time about it. But I chuckled not because I thought that Donald Trump was, you know, making himself to be like a clown, or that he was making fun of us as Americans, because most people looked at it and said, what? I'm insulted by this. You're saying that us as Americans, we're not talented enough? We're not talented enough? I thought it was Make America Great Again. I thought it was about us and not about everybody else. I think that that's the wrong way to view it, okay? I don't want to look at it that way. I guess you could look at it and say that it's a little bit odd in that Donald Trump, in that soundbite, made it seem as though we're not as talented as maybe what he has projected earlier, but I don't want to go there. I wasn't insulted by him saying that necessarily, because I believe that what makes America great, and the reason why we have the opportunity to always be an outstanding nation, is because of the diversity of people that we have. Because we have people from all over the world that come here, want to have an outstanding life, and are extremely talented, and are smart as hell from other areas of the world. That's what America is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about having top-tier talent from all over the globe want to come here. So I know that Laura was upset, maybe in that moment, and that people like the true patriots got upset about it. I'm not upset about it, because what he said is what we've already known. What makes us great is our diversity and having other people come and help us become a great nation.
I think that soundbite is one of the best things that Donald Trump has ever said, because there are jobs out there that, you know, people come here to get educations from, I don't know, say Harvard or a Brown or a Cornell or any institute.
They come in from out of the country to go to those top universities. Schools.
Yeah. Yes, there are people that come here to get an education to acquire the skill sets that you're looking for. The problem right now that you're having is because of the very poorly executed, you know, ICE raid on individuals that is not just cracking down on thugs and criminals, but you are detaining, you know, doctors and lawyers and scientists and researchers and engineers and people that are not white. You have some people that are contributing and have those skill sets that you are deporting. So if I'm somebody from another country and I'm like, I have the opportunity to go to America and it's like $100,000 visa or whatever it is. Like, I don't know. There are so many different rules that change on a daily basis. I don't even know like what's real and what's not when it comes to the requirements for the visas. But you've got people that are already here that have these skill sets, but you are locking them up because of the whole ICE raid, because you're going out and you're profiling individuals based on what they look like, not the qualifications, not their backgrounds. And
I wasn't offended by the comment. I really wasn't.
I wasn't either. And if you're talking about closed borders, this is the opposite of closed borders if you're talking about bringing people in. And how are you going to vet these people that are coming in for an education? If you're going to make them feel uncomfortable, they're not going to want to come here. They're going to go other places. And therefore, we are going to struggle in several areas because people don't want to come to the United States because of what has been created by the administration. It's like you're actively working against yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt like, because I think I tweeted about it because I kind of did the whole like, what? Like, bruh, I laughed about it, right? Because it was kind of to see them kind of have that moment, it was funny to me. But like I say, at the end of the day, I wasn't upset. I wasn't offended by Donald Trump saying what he said. And it felt like people were upset because it was almost like you're insulting American workers. You think that we're not good enough. That's not how I took it at all. I did not take it as Donald Trump was trying to say that American ingenuity is dead. That's not how I viewed it at all.
No, not at all. I think he kind of let it slip, right? Like whatever character he's been playing, I think he kind of let it slip and he kind of talked like a normal person. He's like, yeah, we need people that have different skill sets. We need them here because they've got strengths that some people here don't have. I'm born and bred American, lived my entire life in the country, but there are skills that I don't have that I know, you know, people coming from other countries that they want to study particular causes and take classes and get better and become neuropsychologists and engineers and everything. Great. But we need those people. Don't scare those people off. It was almost like a little bit of a Freudian slip where he's like, oops, you have to look behind the curtain. I thought it was a really good comment by Donald Trump.
I didn't have an issue with it.
I thought it was really good.
I think that people that are upset and feel like he disrespected Americans and American ingenuity, I think that in this particular instance, you are finding a way to be upset at somebody maybe that you don't like. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, it's Wednesday at 7:30. We talk to Randy Meyer from the Fox 9 News. He joins us next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun,
Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
And that will be Randy Meyer, Fox 9 News anchor, joining us here courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. Randy, always a pleasure to chat with you here on the show, you and Kelsey Carlson. This week you, next week Kelsey, and then we've got a couple of weeks off as we transit. Yeah, we got a couple of weeks off. So, you know, I got to give you guys a break, man, because, you know, I mean, financially, I can't afford to continue to pay you guys for these appearances every single week.
Like a government shutdown sort of thing?
Like a government shutdown. Exactly. All right, let's start with some negativity, okay? I'm going to go.
All right.
You're gonna own your part. I'm going to own my part. And my part is actually having faith in you and your Green Bay Packers. You guys are on the struggle bus. And the reason why I'm suffering is because, unfortunately, and I'm not blaming you, it's just unfortunate, though, I had Tucker Kraft on my fantasy football team. He is done for the year. He is done for you and your team in real-life football. I think that that is going to pose a significant problem for the Packers because this season, Tucker Kraft was the best tight end in all of football to this point. And now without him, man, I'm not sure it's going to happen for you guys.
Yards after catch, there was nobody better than him at the tight end position. Yeah, that was a huge blow. I mean, and it was evident on Monday night against the Eagles. They, you know, with Kraft in there, they could have gotten those 10-yard quickies with another 10-yard run. And that's his forte. And we just didn't have it.
Yep.
I mean, there was a bunch of other things our offense didn't have, but that was certainly a glaring issue that when a game is that close to the end, one more score or 120 yards closer could have made the difference.
Yeah, and you're 100% right, Randy, in terms of, like, what he does. He is a run-after-the-catch tight end. He isn't just one of those tight ends where he goes and he boxes people out and he gets the first down and all that. No, he's a guy you throw it to, and he can take it 65 yards for a touchdown. And that's what makes him unique. That's what makes him dynamic. And now you don't have that deep threat.
It's bad. I mean, and you know, and as you probably know, our wide receiver ranks are decimated as well. It's kind of a poop show there. It's certainly not what we bargained for with those first two games, and we keep hearkening back to those first two games, but that was literally the best they've been. And so I don't know. It's hard. I keep saying week after week, they're gonna figure it out this week. They're gonna figure it out. And you certainly can't blame the defenses. You know, their average opponent score in three games is like 13 or 14 points.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think you're still a playoff team?
I think right now they're a sketchy – I think they're seventh seed right now. They're a sketchy wild card.
Okay.
I would say that at this juncture, without some dramatic change, that's a stretch in some ways because they're while other teams in the division are getting better, they seem to be getting worse.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, man. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to shed any tears because you're a Packer fan. You got to live
with
that.
I don't hear any sympathy or empathy in there.
Oh, man. All right. So now holiday season really is upon us because when you think about it, we're already getting the emails about early Black Friday sales. Because, like, remember when it was Black Friday? It was, okay, yeah, the Friday after Thanksgiving. Now it's like you're getting emails and you're getting promotions and advertisements like a month before Thanksgiving even starts. So when does the Meijer household start to kind of ramp up for holiday season and get shopping done and all of that stuff? Because I'm still, to be honest with you, I'm still kind of a last-second guy.
As am I. Definitely after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for our family is probably as big a deal as Christmas, maybe a slightly bigger because it's a larger family gathering. So, I mean, really, there's a lot of ramp up toward Thanksgiving. My wife has already got stuff organized. We've got 20 or so people coming. And so that's a pretty big deal. But we don't touch anything until after Thanksgiving. Otherwise, to me, all of those great holidays get muddled together. I want to experience each one individually for what it is. And then once Thanksgiving is over, then I get into the holiday spirit, the Christmas holiday spirit.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's take them one at a time, enjoy them, enjoy the moment. That's kind of my new theory.
Yeah. You know, I guess like when you think about working between Thanksgiving and like the end of the year, does that time move by fast for you in terms of television media? And the reason why I ask is because I know personally for me, throughout the year, I don't take a whole lot of downtime. So like the first half of the year, I really don't take vacation. The only time I ever really take a vacation is when I go out to NBA Summer League and I'm there and I'm hanging out and I'm watching basketball and I'm connecting with coaches and GMs and all that stuff, whatever. And then I come back home and I work a lot of holidays and stuff like that. But then at the end of the year, I have this vacation that's piled up on me and I have to burn it. So like, for instance, right coming up here on Thanksgiving, I've got like a week and a half off. Christmas time, I got a couple of weeks off. How is it for you? Is it trying to cram vacation and get all that stuff in? Or is it kind of like things move fast in the TV business over the course of the holidays leading up to the new year?
Well, it's interesting because it's changed some over time. You know, in this business, those of us that anchor shows always had to put our vacation for the entire year in right after the first of the year, of each year. And that was so that if we're going to be gone, they have somebody to do what we do. You know what that's like. It's changed a little bit now because those rating months are not as important as they used to be. We are basically rated every single day now instead of those February, you know, May, July, and November months, which were always the big sort of television rating months where you couldn't take any vacation. So it did kind of get a little bit difficult to get those days in. Now it's not. It just isn't. We have the latitude to take the time off when we need it. And Fox 9, I will say, is very good about allowing that and doing that. Our business can be very restrictive, as can yours. And that's the one thing that they fully understand is important to have that time off that we've earned.
Yeah. We're talking to Fox 9 News anchor Randy Meijer here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, Randy, what are some of the top news items that you will get into this evening on the Fox 9 News?
Well, the first and foremost is the House has voted to approve the spending bill, which means that the government's now open. The bill goes to the president's desk. He's expected to sign it. They said at 8:45 Eastern time, so that's 5 minutes from now. So I would tell you that the government will be officially open unless something would happen, but they have to actually drive that document over to the president to sign. That's how somewhat archaic it is. But it'll be signed probably before we go on the air at 9 o'clock. That said, the things that have been affected by that shutdown for 43 days, air travel is one of the biggest ones that affects a lot of people. The SNAP benefits is another. But we do talk to these some air travel experts because we did get to a critical point where even that holiday travel, that Thanksgiving holiday travel, is still at risk because it's almost impossible to ramp these airlines back up to full capacity just in a matter of days. They still have air traffic controllers that are out there, down 1,000 air traffic controllers anyway, outside of the shutdown. So getting those airlines back up and running at full capacity takes time. So we'll talk to an expert about whether or not it's time to be thinking about other alternatives for your Thanksgiving travel. We're hoping that that won't be the case, but you know, it is the airlines, it is the federal government. So, you know, who knows? But it should at least be, if you're going to fly, it should at least be in the back of your mind that you might want to think about booking two flights and canceling one, putting some trip insurance in there maybe. So there are some things people have to think about.
Man, that sucks. And then, book multiple flights just in case you need to cancel. I mean, that sucks.
People are doing that. Man. People started doing that already, you know. Okay, and they're going to stick. Now, there was, you know, they were supposed to sort of gradually reduce the number of flights in the air, and they were going to keep that going through even when the bill was signed and the government opened, because they just had to, slow roll it. Tonight, they said they're going to keep that at 6%. They're not going to ramp it to 8% tomorrow and then go to 10% on Friday. They're going to keep the flight reduction at 6% now moving forward instead of the full 10. So that should help. That should help that holiday travel moving forward. So that's one of the stories. The other story this is a disheartening story, but it's an important story. The Stillwater School District is at risk of being sued by some parents who allege that a Stillwater District or school employee took pictures with their personal phone of some students. These would be in younger grades, and then through AI created fake pornographic images using those children's images. Oh. They're basically their faces. And they allege, this parent group alleges that the Stillwater School District didn't do enough to prevent this type of thing from happening. And some of the things they cite are allowing teachers to have their phones in classrooms, allowing teachers to take pictures of their students. Stillwater schools have already changed a lot of the protocol that surrounds these cases, but nonetheless, a lawsuit is in the works alleging that the district didn't do enough to prevent this sort of thing. And what makes this story not unique, unfortunately, is that there's going to be this kind of thing moving forward with other types of situations that involve children because of the ability for AI to produce these kind of, and then of course the sickos to produce this sort of pornography.
Yeah, and then there's also, I saw this, people posting, there are people that I'm Facebook friends with or just associates that were posting it, and I saw the story earlier today about the Mountview High School teacher that's been accused.
Yeah.
That I know that yep. That's a big one that's in the news. I don't know if you guys are going to touch on that tonight at
we,
all.
We have it, yep, we have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, a person's been charged, so therefore we named them early in our newscast. Yeah, it's a situation that every parent out there, regardless of whether you still have students in school or not, just go, where does this end? It has to stop, you know. And in the case of Mazu, as far as we know and as we understand it, this person was a long time teacher, well liked,
27 years. 27
yeah.
years.
And it's alarming, you know.
Yeah.
It's alarming. So yeah. Those are a couple of things that we're going to get out there. But, yeah, I mean, and tomorrow, of course, and, oh, there's the Northern Lights, too. I mean, Ian says we can still get a peek at them tonight. Might not be quite as good as last night, but the clouds are staying out, so we should be able to get some more Northern Lights stuff for our viewers as well.
I do want to say this real quick, because you brought that up, Randy. That's kind of a sore spot on this show. Because the reason why is because last night we're doing the show, and me and Chris are here yep. in downtown Minneapolis. We're in the studio, and we got people all over the text line that are just, they're poking us. They're like, oh, man, The Northern Lights. They're just they're talking about how beautiful it is. We can't see it.
I know. I was in the same boat. I'm sitting in the studio doing these newscasts, and all these fantastic pictures are coming in, and I'm locked and loaded in a studio in the middle of the building. I can't see anything. And then by the time I get out of here at 11 o'clock at night, they're gone.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I'm like, okay, that's great. I'm glad we got a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
But they were fantastic from what I've seen.
No, I've seen a few of the pictures, and they were absolutely gorgeous. I give them that. Give them that. Hey, Randy, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man. We will talk to you after the break. After Thanksgiving, rather. After Thanksgiving.
Enjoy your break. It's a good time to to sort of
reset,
kick back and decompress.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Randy Meyer, the Fox 9 news anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show. Yes, got to reset yourself. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get the headlines. That's next here on the show. All right, let's dive into headlines here. Chris Tubbs, break it down for us.
All right, let's get to it, Henry. There's a story that I know you've been hearing at the top of the hour news, but it's just a really disturbing story that came out of Advanced Process Technologies in Cato around 6 o'clock yesterday morning. A man is facing murder charges after allegedly killing his coworker with a sledgehammer. It happened at Advanced Process Technologies in Cocato around 6 o'clock yesterday morning. Wright County authorities say 40-year-old David Bruce DeLong faces one count of second-degree murder. Now, there's surveillance video showing the man leaving his workstation and approaching the victim. He's shown grabbing a sledgehammer and hitting the woman who died from her injuries. Investigators say DeLong confessed to the murder, saying that he intended to kill the victim, had been planning it for some time. Then he added that he didn't like her. What? What?
What is wrong, man?
Dude, I don't know.
There's nothing that I can add to this story. It's just a terrible story. There's nothing I can add to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Jimmy Kimmel.
Terrible.
Taking some time away from his late night show to grieve. Comedian broke down in tears last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, announcing the death of Cleto Escobedo III, his longtime band leader and childhood best friend. At the end of the emotional monologue Tuesday, Kimmel shared that he'd be taking a break from the show for the rest of the week. The Jimmy Kimmel Live host initially shared news of Escobedo's death in a November 11th Instagram post. He wrote that the two of them were, quote, inseparable since I was 9 years old. The fact that we got to work together every day is a dream neither one of us could have imagined come true. He delivered more than a 20-minute monologue last night, emotionally paying tribute to his longtime friend. He described this as the hardest monologue he's ever had to deliver. In the eulogy, Kimmel described meeting Escobedo as a kid when they were neighbors in Las Vegas. Escobedo, who played the saxophone, formed the band Cleto and the Cleotones. When Kimmel got his own late-night show on ABC in 2003, he hired him to be his band leader. Kimmel went on to say, quote, "While I'm heartbroken to lose him, I'm going to take yet another lesson from him and acknowledge how lucky I was to have him literally at my side for so many years."
Yeah, that's tough, man. When you got a friend as close as they were, 59 years old to 59 years young. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I saw the monologue. It had me and my feelings because it makes you think about your friends and the ones that you really cherish and the ones that you might lose. It's like, man, to have an almost 30-year friendship with someone or childhood friendship and to be working, it makes me value my friends a whole lot. And hundreds of Paramount Skydance employees decided they'd rather find a new workplace than go back to the office 5 days a week. In September, following their merger, CEO David Ellison told employees in a company-wide email they'd be required to return to work in person 5 days a week or take a buyout. According to the company disclosures, more than 600 employees took the buyout. It set Paramount back $185 million, but they've still got millions more that they are trying to cut.
Man,
so,
600. They said, deuces.
Yep, deuces, we out.
Wow, that's interesting.
I mean, you know, it's one of those, it's kind of a forced buyout, but you know what? That's the way the world, man.
I'm with you, man.
Companies want you to take the buyout.
All right, coming up next, it's time to check in on the Minnesota Wild and NHL hockey. That means we talk to Jesse Pierce in the Bar Down Beauties podcast. She joins us next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.